New at 6, a newly introduced bill would allow a person to sue anyone that causes an unwanted pregnancy and create a public abortion fund for out-of-state residents.
Wait. Out-of-state abortion fund. That's insane. An out-of-state... Wait. First of all, anybody to sue somebody who gets... I gotta listen to that again. One second here. That's cuckoo.
A newly introduced bill would allow a person to sue anyone that causes an unwanted pregnancy.
What do you mean, person? Now we're not using... So automatically, I know this cunt is woke. I know whatever fucking news station she works for is woke. A person. You mean a woman? We don't use those terms anymore. We don't use gender terms. We say birthing individual, not even birthing person. Because somebody might be a tree. So a person, well, the only person that can get pregnant is a wayman. So it allows a woman to sue a man for getting her pregnant. Well, what about her body, her choice? What about personal accountability? What about she's in 100% control of her own body? How is he responsible for her pregnancy? Or he's responsible if he has some kind of, you know, onus in that regard, doesn't she as well? I mean, it takes two to tango, right? No! When it comes to something I don't want that's disadvantageous to me, it's all on him! Oh, you bear no responsibility. Ah, I see. Except when it benefits you. Then you have all the responsibility. Oh, I see.
And create a public abortion fund for out-of-state residents.
Now, I'm confused by this part, too. You'd only be able to sue and get money from in-state men that live in Illinois, but you're using it for out-of-state residents. What? So the Illinois taxpayers aren't even going to be the ones benefiting largely. It's going to be people from out of state. Wow, that's insane. That is insane. Yeah. Let's find another way to rob men. But we're not even going to give that money to people in our own state. We're going to use it to incentivize people from other states to come here and kill their babies. I see. Continue, sweetheart.
News Channel 20's Jacob Emerson is working for you to break down the proposed law and why lawmakers say it's inspired by recent abortion legislation out of Texas. Jacob?
Yeah, Stacey, that's right.
Wait. Okay, so first of all, this guy looks like a real soy boy to me. I mean, is this a dude or is this a transitioned female? I'm not sure that's a dude. Is that an Adam's apple? It's a real small one. I'm sure everything on this guy is small. Look at him. Do you think this is a dude? Let's do the head test. So, for those of you who don't know, if you want to know if you're dealing with a dude or not, if it's a dude, you can fit one of his heads on each shoulder for a total of 3 heads. So you visually size up the width of their head, and then you superimpose that width on their left shoulder and their right. And if it fits, it's a dude. Like Michelle Obama. That's why Michelle Obama, by the way, has that big hair that you know, covers the shoulders and flares out to the sides to hide the width of her shoulders, because that's a dude. Allegedly. In my opinion, that is. I'm not saying definitively, that's just my opinion. And, you know, my opinion is correct, by the way, in that regard. So I don't even know if this is a dude or not. He looks like a soy boy. He looks like a real pussy. He's probably a male feminist, for sure.
Right, and some Democratic lawmakers here in Illinois say that this new bill will examine just how extreme this new Texas abortion law really is.
What the fuck do you say? Wait. What the fuck do you care what goes on in fucking Texas? How is that your business? So you're going to pass unconstitutional laws in Illinois because you feel that unconstitutional laws are being used, being passed in Texas. That makes no sense whatsoever. Well, Reader's Philosopher, they're just introducing this law. Some of these woke, libtard, activist politicians in Illinois are just putting this law forward to make a point. They don't mean to get it passed. Oh, really? It's going to the floor. It's going to be voted on. And by the way, there's a good chance it will get passed. What people don't seem to understand is that Illinois is a fucking libtard haven, yo. Have you fucking taken a look at Chicago? Beetlejuice running that place? Lori Lightfoot? How many people are dying every week in fucking Chicago getting shot, mostly black people? It's dozens, yo. Holy shit, it's a fucking war zone. Looks like a fucking nuked city, man. Looks like something out of Mad fucking Max, that place. As do most libtard cities, just like San Francisco, with its poop maps and everything. So, I mean, what the fuck? This law might actually be passed. And that's the scary thing, with how the Overton window has shifted so far to the left, and how so many people in America are now libtards, commie pinko scumbags, with these libtarded mindsets, this woke mindset. This law might actually pass. It's crazy.
Does, of course, allow anyone to sue any abortion provider or anyone that aids abortion in the state of Texas. This Illinois bill, though, it would do the opposite, allowing anyone to sue those that cause an unintended pregnancy.
How is this the opposite? I'm not seeing the opposite here. Wait, causing a pregnancy is the opposite of killing a baby. I guess, I mean, creating life is the opposite of taking life, I suppose, in that sense. Is that what you're saying, Pinhead? That would go against the leftoids, of course, because it's not alive. It's a clump of cells. It's a collection of cells. It's a bundle of cells. And if it's the opposite, then how is it the same? So supposedly the whole point here is that they're creating some kind of equivalency. But the only equivalency I see that they're trying to push, which isn't actually an equivalency, is the idea that they're both unconstitutional, which isn't even true, because show me in the Constitution where it says you can kill babies. I challenge you. Go read it. Go look at it. Leaf through the fucking pages. Find me where it says Article XX, or whatever the fuck, this article. Oh, you can kill your baby, and the state will pay for you killing your baby. Show me. Show me that amendment. Show me that part of the Constitution where it says killing babies is okay. Killing them before birth, even better. If you kill them before birth, we will pay for it. That's not the Constitution, okay? Okay, so trying to say that, introducing this unconstitutional law to basically highlight this other unconstitutional law is completely and totally nonsensical. You know what's unconstitutional? Killing babies. Murder. But anyway, let's continue.
This month, the most restrictive abortion law in the nation taking effect in Texas, effectively banning all abortion after 6 weeks and allowing private citizens to sue those that perform them.
What would the...
I don't see what's wrong with that, by the way. Now look at this ugly broad. This is the broad that's pushing it, by the way. Yeah, it's ugly chick. Look at her. I wonder how many abortions she's had. I wonder how many cocks she rode when she was younger. Probably not as many as you might think. She looks like a bitter, angry, old, and... ugly broad. I can't imagine this broad ever being attractive. I mean, she hit the wall pretty hard if she was at one time good looking. Jesus Christ. That is one ugly old spinster broad. Yikes, yikes, yikes. No wonder she wants to kill babies. No wonder. I bet she's really envious, jealous, hateful. Of any broad that has kids. Kill the babies. Yeah.
The implications for Illinois be if we were to adopt a similar approach? You know, what is the impact on our civil court system? What is the impact of deputizing neighbors to turn each other in for money.
This is a weird idea. I'm not seeing the equivalency here. So you're but that's not equivalent. You're not deputizing neighbors to neighbors aren't. I don't understand this. What the hell's going on here? How is this equivalent? But you're not deputizing other people to sue somebody or to bring somebody up on charges or report that person to the police if you know they got an abortion. That's not what you're talking about. This isn't any kind of equivalency she's creating. This just seems like a pretext to attack and harm and impoverish and knock on men, that's all. Yeah, she's a rabid feminist.
Those are the questions Illinois Representative Kelly Cassidy asked when she introduced the Texas Act in Springfield, otherwise known as the Expanding Abortion Services Act. If passed, the bill would flip the new Texas law upside down, allowing those that become pregnant in Illinois to sue the person that caused it, starting at $10,000.
Wow. So you're able to, if you're a woman and you get pregnant, you sue the man. Even if it's consensual sex. I mean, sexual assault, that's a given. You could sue then, too. I mean, you don't need a special law. Domestic violence, public abortion fund for non-Illinoisians. Illinoisans. How do you pronounce that? So lawsuits for unintended pregnancy. So I can see this being abused. I can see broads hooking up with some dude, and then things don't work out, but she gets knocked up, and she gets angry, so she sues the dude. Sues him. And by the way, just because she sues him, that doesn't mean that she has to get an abortion. No, 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 no. She can sue him. And does she get the money? The implication seems to be in this story that all the money would be going to the state to pay for abortions for non-Illinois residents. How constitutional is that? Stealing money from dudes? Taking all responsibility away from the woman, putting it in the hands of the man, and then making him pay her when she may not even get an abortion? And she may sue him for child support. And on top of getting child support, she gets this big fat payment as well, because she doesn't like the fact that this Chad dude didn't want to be with her. And what if he's poor? What if he's a fucking fry cook at the local McDonald's? Making minimum wage. Now he's on the hook for $10,000. And he can't do anything. He automatically has to pay because they've proved paternity. Well, $10,000. Well, that's how much I'll make in a year. He's going to be on the fucking hook for that fucking 10 grand forever, man. And then child support on top of that. Wow. Boy, he's not going to get ahead. I wonder if that's the main goal of this, to hold men back. Could it be that the point of this bill is to harm men, and this bullshit pretext about it being some way to create some kind of false equivalency, to create some kind of mirror bill that is equally ridiculous in Illinois, to make an activist point, is total bullshit? This is the real slippery slope of letting these activists in the government and using their government position, their duly elected position to represent the people, using that platform as a way to push their ideology, to be activists. Some of these laws that they're pushing for activism's sake, that are totally, completely ridiculous, might actually get passed into law.
Could also sue anyone who commits sexual assault or domestic violence. If they win,
well, they could do that anyway.
Half of the money goes to a public fund to pay for abortion for residents of states like Texas.
So half the money goes to the woman. So there's an incentive there for her to sue. What the fuck? And how constitutional is that? To sue some dude? You had consensual sex with some dude. Maybe it didn't turn out well. Maybe you didn't like him. And you get knocked up. Or maybe he just didn't call you back. He ghosted you when you got pregnant. It's suing time. Oh my God. I can see this being used punitively. And again, doesn't Chicago, doesn't Illinois, I mean, it's not a rich state, right? A lot of poor, broke mofos live there. Can't they afford 10 grand? There's a lot of illegitimate children, a lot of bastard kids being born in Illinois. Can the dudes in Illinois afford a 10 grand fucking pop? A one-time payment like that on top of whatever fucking child support they're going to have to pay? No! I foresee a lot more homeless people because they can't make their fucking rent because they got sued for 10 grand. And the state just starts garnishing their fucking paycheck or just takes it out of their fucking bank account and they're broke and they end up living in a fucking box and then they have no job and then they get put in jail. This is very anti-man, by the way. I shouldn't be surprised, though.
Texas law went into effect on a Wednesday. And just 2 days later, we had patients at multiple health centers here in Chicagoland.
While Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood. That baby killing factory created by that eugenicist Margaret Sanger, who hated black people. We gotta stop the black people from breeding. We don't want them to outpopulate whitey. How can we stop that? Well, you know, Miss Sanger. You know, I got a good idea. Why don't we push abortion? Why don't we push hedonism and babies out of wedlock? And then, you know, push the idea of, limited resources and, climate change. And, let's encourage people to kill their babies. And then we'll make it legal to kill them babies. And then we will open up all these Planned Parenthood clinics. And then, we'll offer abortions for cheap, maybe even free. Huh? Good idea. Yeah. Great idea. Wonderful idea. Yeah. Let's push the idea of overpopulation, too. That's a good one. Yeah, even though the whole overpopulation thing is a total and complete lie. There's room on this planet for billions and billions of more people. And by the way, you can't create the people without the requisite fucking resources existing. Let me just tell you in short, the whole overpopulation thing is a scam, okay? You can't have the people without the resources. If the resources don't exist, the people don't exist. The argument that people can be overpopulated because there's limited resources is an absurd one, because they can't even exist without the resources. If they exist, that means the resources exist for them to exist. So you can't, you don't have overpopulation. Anyway, let's continue.
But Illinois hasn't taken an official stance on the bill. They say Texans seeking abortion are already flowing into Illinois. But for those at Illinois Right to Life Action, they believe the proposed law is unconstitutional.
This allows women to seek damages if they become pregnant after consensual sex. The fact that they will be taking money from people to fund abortion, there are so many aspects of this bill that just make it completely unserious.
For Cassidy.
Yeah. So it's doing a number of different things. Number one, it's taking total complete responsibility away from the woman. It's proffering the idea that she's in no way responsible because he's sued. You're able to sue him. You're able to put him on the hook for damages. How can he be on the hook for damages if it takes two to tango, if it takes two to play, if you're both equally responsible? Why is he being sued? Why aren't you having to pay for your choices? And by the way, don't women have the lion's share of birth control? There's no birth control pill for men, which is a question you ought to ask yourself. Why is there no birth control pill for men? Why is there no form of easy-to-use birth control for men? I want to ask yourself that question. Why? I can tell you why. Because the state wants to continue to use men getting women pregnant as a way to control them, as a way to drain their bank accounts, as a way to impoverish them. That's all. They control the men through the waymen and through those women's reproduction. That's how. If the man is, however, able to control his own reproductive choices, if he's able to control whether or not he can get a woman pregnant, well, that's not good for the state, then. That makes them less able to control the man. Oh, the readers for nursery, they have condoms. Condoms are the least reliable form of birth control, and they don't feel very good. Most men don't want to wear condoms. Most men don't wear condoms. You can barely feel anything. And by the way, women, this is absurd. They have like, what, 20, 25? How many forms of birth control do they have? A lot more than men. Oh, but men have to be responsible. Meanwhile, women are the ones always saying, my body, my choice, I'm totally 100% completely responsible for my own body. Unless I have to pay for something. Oh, no. I don't have responsibility for that. No. So somebody else can pay. Yeah.
She says that's exactly what she's trying to point out.
Since it is built exactly off of the Texas law. People like.
No, it's not. There's no equivalency. I'm not seeing the equivalency. They're both constitutional. Where in the Constitution does it say you can kill babies? And then telling people that you can't kill babies. Oh, the Constitution says you can. Total bullshit. You are one dumb broad. You are one dumb fucking broad. I would expect this broad to be smarter because, you know, she's an ugly broad. She's very ugly. What is she? You think maybe a 2 or 3? I don't know. Maybe a 2 at best. I mean, she doesn't look like a big fat hog woman, so I mean, she's got that going for her, but she's not attractive. She's far from attractive. You would think that she probably had to get an education to get along in the world, because no man was going to give her anything. You would think she would know better. You'd think she'd be able to think a little more clearly. Apparently not.
Like her all over this country.
Oh, yeah, people I heard all over this country. Evil righties, evil Trump lovers, evil populists, evil conservatives. There's people I heard all over this country who think it's perfectly okay to stop women from killing their babies. Yeah. How dare her? How dare she? How dare she? The turbidity. They gall. Oh, they think she can stop me from killing my baby. Yeah. You're not Satan, honey. Oh, no.
Making folks flee their home states to get health care.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whoa. First of all, nobody's making you flee your state. By the way, I foresee this money being used. How is that constitutional? Stealing money from your own state to pay other people to come to your state and use services there, and you're paying for those services as well. How constitutional is that? You're taxing the people in your own state, essentially, men, to pay for abortions for people from other states. How ideologically based is that? How is that in the best interest of your constituency? Well, it's not, but it serves an ideological goal, right? An end. It serves an ideological agenda, right? Yeah. These people get into office, and then they use their position, they use their pulpit to perform activism to push their own agenda, their own narrative. I can see this being abused punitively against men by women. I can also see this being, you know, she's saying, they're forcing other people to flee to other states. I can see this being used to shuttle people. Because, you know, they make that whole argument, right, about how a voter ID is somehow racist because not everybody can afford, not everybody can acquire voter ID, but somehow driver's licenses are okay. Well, driver's licenses are fine. That's okay. We expect poor minority people to have a driver's license if they have a car. But not voter ID. No. They can get a driver's license, which costs more and is a real pain in the fucking neck. But, and getting a voter ID would be easier, but somehow that's racist and excludes people from being able to vote. Minorities excludes them. I could see that same kind of argument being made here. Well, you know, that evil Texas is stopping women from getting abortions, so we'll shuttle them from Texas to Illinois. We'll put them up in a 5-star hotel. We'll give them 3 hots and a cot, and we'll pay for the abortion, and we'll shuttle them back. It cost a fortune. All on the taxpayer dime. Oh, excuse me. All on the dime of evil men who knocked some broad up, and she, of course, has zero responsibility.
Creating incredibly unsafe situations for people all over the country.
Of course, she's making reference to the idea that if you make abortion illegal, more people are going to get illegal abortions. And some of those people who perform those abortions will be unqualified. And then women will be put in unsafe situations. Well, you know, then maybe they shouldn't get knocked up. Maybe they should be more responsible and not get pregnant. No, I need to be able to sleep with as many men as I want, ride the cock carousel until I'm 80. And get 21 abortions, all safe. No consequences to my actions. Oh, no. Yeah. Actions without consequences. That's what women really want. And that's what a bill like this is feeding into. And that's what she actually wants. She's a man hater. She's showing her man hate here. She's nothing more than uber rabid mega feminist, which is what all feminists are, by the way. Some are just better at hiding it than others. By the way, unsafe situations or people getting more abortions or getting the same amount of abortions if you make it illegal, it's a myth. It's a total myth. I think at minimum, it's like 1/5 the number, maybe even 1/10. It's a huge reduction, okay? It's at least 1/5 the number from the studies I've seen, at least 1/5. You're talking about an 80% reduction, minimally, in abortions. 80 to 90% reduction when you make abortion illegal. So this idea that women will continue to get abortions if it's made illegal is a lie. Now, of course, if you give them the option to go to another state, well, sure. But how are they going to get there? Well, I bet you money that Illinois will pay for the trip. Yeah, again, I imagine an abortion shuttle service.
Now, abortion access in Illinois is very protected. In fact, it would be untouchable even if Roe v. Wade was overturned at a federal level.
Of course, because, you know, Illinois is a state, and abortion is a state's right issue. The Supreme Court should have never opined. They should have never chimed in. It's not their job to create law. Roe versus Wade should have never become law. That's for the legislature to decide, not the Supreme Court. But yeah, they have their rights. Texas has the right also to pass their own laws. Oh, but of course, No. Texas doesn't have the right to pass laws that we don't agree with here in Illinois. So, you know, we are going to try to countermand and nullify their law by passing our own law that'll actually pay for people to come from Texas to Illinois. And we're going to charge men for it because, of course, we can't charge women. No. They're a voter base. We got to keep them happy. We have to reward those women for being the useful idiot suckers that they are in voting us into office. So we can only charge them men. And we'll do so by introducing this ridiculous pretext that we're trying to create some kind of equivalency to cast light on how horrible and evil Texas's law is, when really that's, you know, always a pretext. We just hate men.
I was speaking with them earlier today. Illinois' Planned Parenthood tells me that one last key piece, though, of legislation they would like to see passed here in Illinois.
By the way, Planned Parenthood is a private business. They make loads of money. gobs of money. They sell the body parts of the babies to research labs for big fucking wads of cash. And they're also funded by the government. Trump cut their funding, but Biden, of course, reinstated that. They make gobs and gobs of cash from the government. Yo. Yeah, it's a big business. It's in their best interest to have abortion continue to be legal.
Is getting rid of the parental notice for abortion, which would allow anyone under the age of 18 to receive the service without getting a guardian or parent's permission.
Wow, that's great. Did you hear that? The state is now the mommy and daddy. You're not the mommy and daddy. If you're mommy and daddy, you have no power. You have no say. Your kid can now go get an abortion, then get pregnant, then get an abortion. You'll never know. You'll never know! This sets a very bad precedent, by the way. You got to understand that when precedents are set, it not only acclimates people to a new normal, but it also sets legal precedent and makes it easier down the line for the state to pass other intrusive laws that remove your parental powers, that really infringe upon those parental powers. Oh, you're a boy that feels like you're a girl. You want to get the hormone treatment. You want to get hormone therapy, even though you're only 12 years old, and it'll totally destroy your ability to go through puberty, and your brain will always be the size of a fucking peanut, and you'll never be able to think for yourself, and you'll never be able to have kids. You'll be sterile. Okay. No need for mommy and daddy to know. No need for them to opine. No need for them to give their opinion or permission. No. Just go down to your local tranny clinic and get the injections and get the pills, and mommy and daddy don't have to know. I mean, they'll know something's going on when you start growing breasts, but otherwise, the state has the say. You as the parent, you have no say. That's great. Wonderful precedent to set there. Wonderful message. Great. Yeah. If you're living in Illinois, get the fuck out.
Reporting live in Springfield, I'm Jacob Emerson. Back to you, Stacey.
Bye-bye,
Thanks, Jacob.
Boy.
The Texas Act has only been introduced in the Illinois House of Representatives. It would need to pass there in the Senate and then receive the governor's signature to become law.
So there you go. There you go. Illinois is probably going to legalize the ability to sue a man because he gets, it happens to her. She got a disease. She got hit by a car. She gets pregnant. It's just nothing's her fault. Even though sometimes when you get hit by a car, it is your fault. But no. She got pregnant. He got her pregnant. She didn't get herself pregnant. Oh, no. No responsibility for the women. Yeah, there you go. A law is probably going to be passed in Illinois that will require a man to shell out $10,000 every time a woman gets pregnant. All she has to do is say it's unwanted. It could be consensual. It doesn't matter. Consensual, non-consensual, even if it's consensual. Yeah, but I don't want it. And then she keeps the baby. I don't want it, but, you know, I'll keep it. Gets me child support. I'm getting older. I've hit the wall. It's my only chance to have a kid, and you know, but it's unwanted, so he's gonna pay me $10,000. That's just great. Let me know what you think of that. Is this a good thing? Is it a good thing that Illinois is now an activist state, actively using that the government officials there actively using their positions as duly represented representatives of the people in Illinois, using their positions for activism to push ideology, to push leftoid, woke nonsense? Is this a good thing that they're turning Illinois into a petri dish to test their ridiculous social experiments? Or is it bad? Is it bad? And is it bode ill for the rest of the country? Is it setting bad precedents legally and morally? Let me know what you think of the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you really like and appreciate what I do, I suggest you go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Scroll down to the bottom of that page and consider choosing one of three donation options. I could really use your support.